are all emptiness. They are music for my own.
Sabbath. Black Sabbath, Heaven and Hell, off of Heaven and Hell 1980 on vinyl. And I know what you're saying. Hey, man, Heaven and Hell was a hit, man. Thought you didn't play hits, man. Well, let me ask you this. When's the last time you heard it on the radio? When's the last time you heard it on the radio on vinyl? And when's the last time you heard it in a thematically tied set of music? You like that? Before Black Sabbath, we heard Rainbow with Gates of Babylon off of Long Live Rock and Roll in 1978. That's on vinyl as well. Ronnie James Dio co-wrote both those songs and sings on them. So I'm willing to bet he pretty much wrote it all, except in the case of Rainbow, where Blackmore gets to, you know, go nuts on guitar, and in the case of Sabbath, where they get to, like, you know, rock out. Life is either, you know, Babylon or it's heaven or hell. And then before that, there was a prophet who was Moses. You know, it's all good. Excuse me. Yes, Buffalo from Australia gave us The Prophet, and that is off of Volcanic Rock from 1973, considered one of the heaviest albums in Australia at that time. And boy, those guys are great. Love those guys. Blues Creation from Japan with Empty Heart. Nice blues stuff. Carmen Maki on vocals. That's from 1971. And we started the set off way back when with Clear Blue Sky. This is the UK band where all the members were under 18 when it was recorded. So it's automatically cool, right? We heard My Heaven. And that is a self-titled album from 1971. And I believe that's the one that it's Roger Dean's first album cover, apparently. But I may be lying. So, you know, fact check it and get back to me. Moving right along. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We have a half hour left, gang. And then Belinda's here with Bubbles in a Think Tank. So stay tuned for that. Until then, we're going to keep playing all kinds of rock that's obscure and from the 70s of a classic ilk.
Here's a record we made a little while ago, some time ago. This thing, I hope you like it, goes like this, it's called Hush. Thank you. you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. It's very nice of you. This thing is a bit slow and a bit more involved.
Thank you.
When it comes to having money, don't rely on luck. Go to feedthepig.org.
Yeah. she would love me forever. She used to treat me like a dog. The night before she promised me heaven. When I woke up, the girl was gone. She thought she did me wrong.
That was Socrates from Greece, because where else would a band named Socrates come from? Featuring Yanis Spathis on guitar. That was Born Again off of Breaking Through from 1981. Before that, Black Oak, Arkansas, which has to be one of the romantic, most romantic love songs in rock. Fistful of Love off of Balls of Fire. I should see a doctor. From 1976, Armageddon from Germany gave us their cover of Better By You, Better Than Me. That was originally done by Spooky Tooth. Anyway, Armageddon, Armageddoned it up in 1970. Prior to that, Cosmos Factory from Japan with the very Deep Purple sounding Maybe off of An Old Castle in Transylvania, which came out in 73. And we started the set off with Deep Purple live in Montreux, Switzerland, 1969, long before, you know, there was the fire and everything, doing Hush. And supposedly this is rare in 1969 because Ian Gillan was already with the band and they were still performing Hush. And I guess he did it like a couple of times. And it sounded really good. And I'm like, wow, he's really doing it. And at the end, he gives one of his, it's like, that doesn't belong in that song. He just couldn't help himself. God damn it. And depending on the month that this was done, he could have been shooting Jesus Christ Superstar, so to speak, or recording Jesus Christ Superstar at that time, because 1969 is when they recorded it, and he was Jeebus. All of which means 91.5 Classic Rock Mind, Belinda coming here in 7 minutes. Until then, let's play something like this.
Yeah.
That was Slade with She's Got the Lot off of Whatever Happened to Slade from 1977. And that is the end of this program. Classic Rock Mine will be back, either next week or the week after. I'm not really sure. But check out the Facebook page, Classic Rock Mine. And stay tuned for Bubbles in the Think Tank.